Sue Storm, the angel lady, is an expert on angels. As a child during a near-death experience, she saw angels for the first time. This experience started her lifelong relationship with these angelic beings. Sue Storm is the author of Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, and Angel First Aid, Rx for Success. She's also a motivational speaker and prosperity consultant. The Angel Lady is best known for her incredible gift of being able to deliver accurate messages from the angels. Through this gift, she has successfully shown thousands of people how to transform their lives. The Angel Lady welcomes you to her show, Angel Talk. Now, here's Sue Storm.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Talk. Well, we've got an exciting show for you today because we're going to be talking about energy. Wow, what would we do without energy? Pep and energy and strength and enthusiasm. So our show today is from the Angel First Aid book, Angel First Aid, Rx for Success, and we're talking about energy. So now what I want to do is I want to give you the numbers to call in because I'd love to talk to you. Call me and ask me some questions. Ask me about energy. Ask me about your angels, whatever you'd like. My number is toll-free in the States, 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. And then international, it's 281-419-7697. And I'd love to have your calls. I'd love to be able to give you your angel names, give you a affirmation, answer your questions. And here we go. Energy. All right. The angel specialists for energy are Archangel Raphael, who is the angel of healing and compassion. So that works with energy. And then we have Barry, angel of strength. Esther, angel of vitality. Gunther, angel of fitness. Katrina, angel of prosperity. Mira, I love Mira. She's the angel of the healing arts. Patrick, angel of sports achievement. And of course, you have to have energy to be involved in sports. So let's go to Paula. Paula is our angel of energy, and let's see what her consultation is today. Prosperity is accelerated by establishing a balance that effortlessly links all energies, mental, physical, and spiritual. Personal advancement can be fueled by the connection and positive interaction generated by this harmonious trio. Maximizing the flow builds energy for success. And what I want to say to you is, no matter what you're looking for, whether it's love, whether it's health, whether it's happiness, whether it's prosperity, whether it's just plain money, cash, financial security, energy makes it happen. Energy creates the flow. Money is energy. Love is energy. Everything is energy. So let's make that a focus of our show today. Call in and give me your questions, 888-268-4313, and let's get started. Okay. The affirmations that go in with energy in the energy chapter, and again, I am getting this material from Angel First Aid, Rx for Success. And if you'd like to get a copy of the book and follow along with me, then you can dial, if you're in the States, 800-323-1790. And if you're international, you can go to Amazon.com and pick up a copy of Angel First Aid, Rx for Success, from Sue Storm, by Sue Storm. And here we go with the affirmations. I have vitality and health. I have vitality and health. I am incredibly energized. I am incredibly energized. Wow, that sounds good. I have a great zest for life. I have a great zest for life. I am strong and powerful. I am strong and powerful. And the last one is, I have the fuel for success. Just think about that. I have the fuel for success. So affirmations are things that you repeat periodically over and over again. And since we're talking about energy, I want to give you another affirmation that's in the Angel First Aid RX for Miracles book. And that is to affirm and to repeat and to just absolutely obsess on the word plenty. Plenty, plenty, plenty. Plenty of time, plenty of energy, plenty of fun. Plenty, plenty, plenty. And just bring plenty into your life, because that's where you start. And you can lie down on the floor and put your arms out and just welcome in plenty. You can think about it in the car. You can think about it when you're on your bicycle riding around if you're in warm weather. And just keep thinking plenty, plenty, plenty. All right, here we go. Keywords. The keywords for this chapter are energy, obviously, visualization, and perseverance. Visualization works with your energy to create and to bring in that which you would like to manifest for yourself. And perseverance, well, that goes with energy, because you certainly need to have energy in order to persevere. So we want to talk about some of the remedies in the book and the energy chapter, and one of them is called Energy Ball. And what you do is you want to build your chi, because we're building a force. So you talk to Barry, who is the angel of strength, and you ask them to help you. And what you do is you build a ball of energy. So you want to think of it as a snowball, only it's energy, and you're just building it. You're packing it. You're putting your hands together, building it, molding it, and making everything work together. And when you get everything together, and you've built all that energy and you packed it into that ball and you can feel it in your hands, then take the energy and put it into your navel and just let it move through your body. So you're taking that energy and you're putting it into your navel, and then take your right hand and place it over your navel to pack in that energy, to stop it from flowing out. And just feel it going through your body. It will give you strength. Our keywords again are energy, visualization, and perseverance. Our affirmations: I have vitality and health. I am incredibly energized. I have great zest for life. I have a great zest for life. And watch life give you back a great zest. I am strong and powerful. I have the fuel for success. Great. Okay, our questions that go with this chapter. What can angels do to improve health? And the answer: a guardian angel's mission is to assist individuals in sustaining their mental and physical well-being. The messengers endorse the adage, if you have your health, you have your wealth. And I'm going to say that again. If you have your health, you have your wealth. They also emphasize a wholesome style of living that elevates performance and invites continuous prosperity. Yes. And the next question, will angels assist in raising the bottom line? Because after all, energy has a lot to do with your performance in the professional world. Angels share their celestial expertise to produce outstanding physical results. They willingly contribute information and inspire ideas for promotion, advertising, and public relations. Always accessible for boosting sales and boosting your energy, celestial beings help to energize and motivate executives to generate affluence. Wow. And the affirmation that goes with this particular question and answer is, I am a mighty me magnet. And we have talked about that before. We're going to talk about it again, and I'm going to repeat it. And when you say it with energy. Say it with enthusiasm. I am a mighty money magnet. Give it some power. And then think of yourself as a mighty money magnet and feel the energy as it's moving towards you and strengthening you and making you that strong, powerful magnet. Give yourself all that power. Okay, another remedy, Vitality Plus. And Vitality Plus is probably the best remedy in the entire book because it works for everything. It's a valuable tool to expedite general and overall well-being, health, prosperity, and this is how you do it. If I teach only one remedy in the entire book, this is the one I would teach you. It's you take your left hand and put it on your throat, right at the bottom of your neck on your throat. And then you take your right hand, and it's best if you're standing, but not necessary, and drop your hand down to the side so that your fingers are pointed at the floor. And then you take your index finger and start making a circle and move your wrist in a clockwise position. So you're making a circle and moving your wrist in a clockwise position. And do it briskly. Do it quickly. Put some energy into your throat. Put your energy into your fifth chakra. Put it into your point of expression. Put it into your thyroid gland. That's what you're doing. You're pumping yourself up, basically. You're making yourself strong. Also, if you are in a situation where you want to lose weight or maintain your weight, this is the best remedy for maintaining weight, and it's also the best remedy for losing weight because it pumps up your energy field and energy, well, that's what we're all about. That's what we're talking about. All right, I have an email now for you, and this is from Joseph. And Joseph is saying to me, what is the reason you wrote the Angel First Aid book? I have several of them. Of course, there's only two. And I'm looking forward to the extra books that you will have when you finish the series. And the answer to that question is, I wrote the Angel First Aid book because Archangel Michael asked me to let people know that there was always hope and they were never alone. And that's true. There is always hope and you are never alone. Don, we have a caller.
Sue?
Yes. Hello.
Hi. This is Ira from Chicago.
Hi, Ira. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
I had a question about energy.
That's great, because that's such an important part of life. What can I help you with?
Oh, I agree. Well, imagine you're tired and you have to keep going. And I was wondering if the angels had any suggestions about boosting energy.
Well, we were just talking about a remedy called Vitality Plus, and that's a wonderful remedy for boosting energy. And then, basically, if you can think of your chi, that energy inside of you moving,
Yeah.
Ask Barry, the angel of strength, to help you. And should we try it together? You want to try it?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So ask Barry, the angel of strength, to
before
help.
I start moving the chi or after?
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
Before I start moving the chi or after?
Before.
Before. Okay. So
okay.
We ask Barry,
the angel of strength, to help
mm-hmm.
you increase your chi.
Mm.
How about that? Increase your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And give you an extra burst of energy to finish whatever task it is, or to finish your day, whatever you would you like to say.
Okay.
Okay. So let's try it. So
okay.
Barry, angel of strength, will
right.
you increase my chi, increase my energy, and bring me into balance, is what he's saying. He's telling me you in particular need to be in balance. So ask
oh.
him. Yeah, that would sound good, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, wonderful.
So ask him to take your chi and bring you mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually into balance. How about that?
I love it. I love it. Thank you.
Okay. You feel better?
Yes, I do.
Good. I think your energy is better, too. I can feel it.
I can feel it, too. Great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I'm gonna use that one.
Good. I'm going to give you an affirmation, too.
Oh, great.
From the energy chapter, and it's, I have vitality and strength.
Oh, I have vitality and strength.
That's your energy affirmation for right now.
Great.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Ira.
Oh, thank you for your guidance.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a great night.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Sue Storm is an expert on angels and the author of the Angel First Aid series. If you want more happiness in your life, then read her first book, Angel First Aid Prescription for Miracles. This book covers prosperity, health, money, career, and relationships. If you want to find your life's purpose, then read Sue Storm's second book, Angel First Aid Prescription for Success. This book is a guide to achieving financial and career goals. The benefits of practicing angel first aid techniques, which are outlined in these books, are enormous, including stronger focus, greater success, financial growth, and spiritual fulfillment. Each book contains a glossary of angels, miracle stories, and testimonials. Treat yourself to an outstanding learning experience that will change your life forever. Call 630-420-1334 to order. That's 630-420-1334. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net. From romance to finance, if your relationship needs an extra spark, or if you are looking for a soulmate to share your life, then Tarina is the angel you will want to call on. Sue Storm will help you to connect with Tarina, the angel of attraction. This angel finds soulmates or encourages compatibility and romance in ongoing relationships. Sue Storm will work with Tarina and the angel first aid techniques to show you how to strengthen your self-confidence and enjoy happiness in the future. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net. Or call 630-420-1334, that's 630-420-1334, to contact Sue Storm to schedule an appointment.
Hello, and we're back.
And we have a caller on line for
oh, okay, that's
put her on.
So we'll start out this segment of the program
okay.
with our caller.
Hi, Sue.
Hi.
It's Lenore.
Oh, wonderful. You know, this is funny, Lenore, because I was actually thinking that I should call you and remind you I was on and see if you wanted to call in today.
Yeah, well, I just happened to think that it was time for you to be on.
Oh, that's great.
And I turned on my computer and I got you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we're talking about energy today. The chapter that we're discussing is energy.
Oh, well, I certainly can use some of that.
I think so. I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, let me give you the angel of energy. That's Paula.
Paula.
P-A-U-L-A, Paula is the angel of energy.
Yeah.
And Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, is the angel of strength.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's see, let's give you an archangel for this, too, is Raphael, who works with healing and compassion.
Okay. Paula is angel of
energy. And Barry is the angel of strength. And Raphael is your archangel for this.
It's R-A-P-H-A-E-L. A-E-L. Angel of what?
That's the angel of healing.
Oh, healing.
And he works with all kinds of healing.
Right.
And then I'll give you an affirmation. The affirmation is, I am strong and powerful.
Okay.
I am strong and powerful. And that's something that you just say over and over again. You know, just thinking about it is building your energy. I can feel it.
Yeah, well, I also have been thinking about Ernie.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh. And we should tell our listeners that Ernie is her husband who has passed on. Okay.
Right.
And he wants you to have some strength and energy, too.
He wanted me to?
That's what he said. He wants you to have strength and energy, too.
Yeah, well, and energy in the morning for me is out. I just can't seem to get going in the morning.
Okay.
And that's when I need it. I can't seem to get up and get going, you know, when I should.
Well, let's try this. Tap your ring finger against your thumb.
My ring finger against my thumb.
Yeah, so your fourth finger, tap it against your thumb.
Okay.
And that's called energy tap.
Oh, okay.
And then try that in the morning. And in fact, you could just move it, your thumb, from finger to finger in the morning and see if that doesn't give you some extra energy.
Oh, I can try that.
Okay.
But what about Ernie?
What would you like to know?
Well, my sister isn't doing too well, and I wonder if he knows anything about that. My sister Betty.
Yeah, he's saying that it's a she's going through some kind of a change right now, but he's going to do what he can, and he'll rally the angels around to help her. How about that?
Good.
Okay, you take care. We'll talk again.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, back to the next remedy for energy is twisting. And twisting is where you stand straight, put your arms out at the side, and then just twist your body from side to side. And this is a tremendous remedy for energy. It builds rhythm, it works with your lymph system, and it strengthens you. Okay, Don, we can take the next call.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Ruth.
Hi, Ruth. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
Yeah.
What can I help you with?
I'm a massage therapist, and I was wondering, my energy gets kind of low during the day. Is there anything that you might suggest that I might do to lift it up?
Sure. What the angels are telling me is that if you took a few minutes to just breathe, you know, take a few deep breaths, or just take in between clients, if you could just sit down for a minute or just concentrate on your breath, they're telling me that that would increase your energy. That's one thing you can do.
Okay.
Okay, so write that down. I'll give you an affirmation for energy, and I love this one. I have a great zest for life.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Yeah, because when you say the word zest, doesn't it just put strength and energy into your words?
It sure does, yes.
I have a great zest for life. There you go. And let's give you one more thing. Barry, of course, is the angel of strength, if you want to note that.
Okay, is that B-A-R-R-Y?
That's right.
Okay.
Is the angel of strength. And then the remedy that I was telling the lady that was on just before you was to take your thumb and tap it against your ring finger. So the tip of your tongue, whoops, thumb. I'm thinking of two things. The tip of your thumb and your ring finger are tapping against each other.
Okay.
That was a slip of the tongue.
Yeah.
And as you're doing that, does that put a little extra strength and vitality into you?
It does. It kind of like makes me vibrate a little bit better.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah, it's like a tingling in my. But yeah, that's great.
Okay. Have you ever had your angel names?
No, I haven't.
Oh, good. Okay, let me give you your angel name.
Okay.
You know, you have Rita, who's the angel of writing. Have you ever thought of writing a book or writing something? No?
I write notes and things, you know, as far as that goes. But as far as writing anything in particular, I journal my dreams.
Okay,
that kind of thing, okay.
Oh, okay, because maybe at some point you're going to write something. You haven't gotten all the information yet, but...
Okay.
A short story, I hear.
Ah.
Maybe about your life.
Could be.
Ah. That would be interesting.
That would be.
Right, and then you also have Joseph, the angel of joy.
Okay.
So that's a wonderful angel. And your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection.
Oh, okay.
Good. Well, thank you for calling, Ruth.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Pleasure talking to you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Good night.
All right. We're going to go back now to one of the questions that came in through an email. And this is from Rebecca. And she writes, when did you start communicating with angels? And is there a way that I can learn to communicate with them? So we'll answer her question because that's very good. Rebecca, I started communicating with angels when I was very young. By the way, my angels are telling me I should give out the number and then we'll go back and finish this. So the number to call in, the 800 number or the toll-free number is 888-268-4313. 888-268-4313. And if you're international, it's 281-419-7697. So we're going to go back now to communicating with angels. When did I start? And how can another person do that? So I started as a child because I had a near-death experience when I was a child. And from that time on, I started hearing, seeing, and feeling angels. And they have been with me all my life. As a child, I had a voice that I called My Little Man. And My Little Man, I found out many years later, was Archangel Michael. So the angels have been talking to me my entire life and since I can remember, as far back as I can remember. But how can you do it? How can you as a listener do this? I mean, this is my career, so this is something I'm really good at, but it doesn't mean that you haven't already had some connection with your angels. And I believe that everyone has. So if you're a male and you've ever had a gut reaction or a hunch, that was your angels talking to you. And if you're a female and you've ever had your intuition and come through and you've been thinking about something and all of a sudden you got an aha and a good feeling and a warmth come over you, that's an angel message. If you are communicating with your angels, talk to them as if they are your friends, as if they are your confidants, as if they are right near you, right around you. And truly they are. Your angels are everywhere. They are loving you, blessing you, watching over you, and just talk to them. I ask my angels to help me with strength, help me with health, help me with my daily routine. I just welcome my angels into my life and let them be a part of everything I do. Now I want to go back to the angels in the energy chapter. So we left off with Patrick, the angel of sports, and we had just talked about Mira, the angel of the healing arts, and now we're going to talk about Peter, because Peter is the angel of health. And again, remember that affirmation? If you have your health, you have your wealth. So Peter is the angel of health. And then we have Randolph, who's the angel of expansion, and that's wonderful. And Robert, who's the angel of balance. And then we have Ursula. And Ursula is an interesting angel. She's the angel of alignment. And in order for your energy to be strong and for you to be vibrant and healthy and vital, you need to be aligned. You need to be in balance. I think it was Ira that called in earlier today, and the angel said that they were going to help him be in balance. Well, it's very important that you have your mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical bodies in balance. And what you can do is you can ask your angels to do that. Robert is the angel of balance. And ask Robert, say, Robert, balance me right now. Put me into balance. Ursula, align me. Get my bodies in balance. Get me strong. And again, Paula is the angel of energy, so bring me energy. All these affirmations, all these angels will help you to balance your life. You don't want so much energy that you go off over the top or off the deep end, whatever they say. But you do want enough energy to stay balanced, stay vital, stay strong, and stay even through the day so that you don't have a burst of energy and then an energy drop. And while we're talking about that, let's talk about nutrition a little bit. We haven't discussed that on this program. But let's talk about nutrition, because nutrition is very important in keeping people balanced, keeping their energy flowing. If you want to maintain your weight and you want your energy to be flowing, you should always eat every 3 hours, eat something with protein fairly often. It doesn't need to be a lot of protein. It can just be a smaller amount of protein, but let's keep it even. And that's what we're talking about, balance, energy, strength, good health, and keeping your blood sugar even. And that's very important. All right. Now, the next thing we're going to do is the key words again, energy, visualization, and perseverance. And then we are going to go back to our emails. And let's see here. We got an email from Jessica. And Jessica says, are all angels the same? And the answer to that is no, Jessica. And that's a very good question, though, because we have archangels, and we have seraphim, and we have guardian angels. And then we have physical angels. So there's all different kinds of angels. And we have the angel specialists in the angel first aid books. And we have all different kinds of angels. I'm going to read you some of the angels because I think that's the most powerful angels. Caroline is the angel of positive thinking. She affirms productive, healthy, successful thoughts. Cornell is a wonderful angel. He's the angel of decision making, and he develops ability to evaluate information. And then we have Perry. This is a wonderful angel too. P-E-R-R-I-E. Perry is the angel of music, and he enhances your musical talent. And again, if you are a musician, you need energy, or if you are an aspiring musician, you need some extra energy. So that goes with Peter, who's the angel of health. His job is to improve energy and balance for physical well-being. That sounds good to me. And then we have Joseph, who's the angel of joy. And Lucian is another interesting angel, L-U-C-I-A-N. The angel of resources, prosperity, wealth, and joy. I would also like to make a little announcement today. I want to tell you that on Monday afternoons, I am on KKNW and with Dr. Pat. And today, Dr. Pat asked me if I would let my audience know that she is interviewing Deepak Chopra tomorrow, and she would love to have you listen in to her show. So if you'd like to do this, you just dial up live with Dr. Pat. I'm trying to find my note here. And here it is. Okay, I'm sorry, I got that wrong. It's drpatshow.com, and her email is live with Dr. Pat. So if you'd like to hear Deepak Chopra being interviewed by Dr. Pat Basile tomorrow, and the time is 11 Pacific, 12 Mountain, and let's see, that would make it 1 Central and 2 Eastern. So it's 2 o'clock Eastern time on the Dr. Pat Basile show for Deepak Chopra. And I think that's really exciting. She also said that if you, I lost my little notes here. Anyway, so it's thedrpatshow.com tomorrow at 7 o'clock Central to hear her interview Deepak Chopra. And I must tell you that Dr. Pat Basile is such an interesting woman. She is a pioneer in her field, and listening to her show on the internet would be a great experience for anyone. Okay, I think we'll take a break here again, Don.
If you subscribe to the belief that the past is a harbinger of the future, then what I have to say may be of great interest to you. Sue Storm is one of America's foremost authorities on angelic communication. She is an acclaimed author, motivational speaker, and prosperity consultant who has improved countless lives. You will be inspired when you hear how Sue came away from a near-death experience with the special ability to see, hear, and speak to angels. She has since dedicated her life to teaching thousands of people how to communicate with their angels to receive help and divine guidance. Sue is available to assist you in any of your endeavors. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call her for help. She will teach you angel first aid techniques that will enrich your life in ways you never thought possible. Invest in yourself. Make an angelic connection. Call Sue Storm at 630-420-1334. Again, 630-420-1334. I am here to tell you about a rewarding experience, and that is a personal consultation with the angels. If success, prosperity, happiness, or personal growth is your goal, then an angelic consultation is the next step. At the end of the session, you will feel energized and have a new perspective. The Angel Lady will be your guide to bringing new direction into your life. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net or call 630-420-1334 to contact Sue Storm to schedule an appointment. The number again, 630-420-1334.
Well, I guess there was a little glitch in the equipment, and you haven't been hearing me for a little while, but I've been yakking away. And we're going to do another email, and here we go. Do people have more than one angel? That's something that Sarah would like to know. And the answer is yes, we all do. We have at least three angels, one archangel and two guardian angels that are with us our entire life. And these angels are chosen for us based on our life's purpose. And so if you know the names of your angels, or if you don't know the names of your angels and you would like to, then you can find out who they are by calling 800-323-1790. That's my number to reach me direct to get a copy of your Angel First Aid books, or if you'd like to do a reading with me, which is really I don't even know how to describe it. It's an experience that you'll never have again. It's something that when you hang up the phone after you've had a reading with me, your life has changed. I mean, something inside of you is better, stronger, and more energized, and you have the tools to go out and make those changes in your life that you need to make. So if you'd like to call the 800-323-1790, I would love to be able to talk to you. And we will just go over our keywords one more time: energy, visualization, and perseverance, and go over our affirmations. I have vitality and health. I am incredibly energized. I have a great zest for life. I am strong and powerful, and I have the fuel for success. And then we will pull in one more angel. Timothy, the angel of good fortune, is here, and he tells me that he is going to bring good fortune to each and every one of you. I am so glad you've been listening to Angel Talk. I am excited about the way things are going. We will not be on the air next week, but the week after we will be back. And so I'm asking you to join me in February for Angel Talk. And we can call it a wrap, Don.
Sue Storm's Angel Talk is an exploration of the worlds of angels. These angelic beings can guide you to prosperity and bring peace into your life. In the words of Archangel Michael, you are never alone, and there is always hope.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.